Well, Caroline, if you've been in therapy for 2 years and you feel like you're no longer making any progress, perhaps you've reached a plateau, or you and your therapist have simply gone as far as you can together.
Maybe it is time for a change. He's kind of dry and long-winded.
Well, 2 years is certainly a long time to spend with a psychiatrist you find dry and long-winded.
Amen to that.
Thanks, Dr. Crane. You've given me a lot to think about. Would it be okay if I call back sometime and pick your brain?
Well, just consider me your mental banjo. Well, that's it for this fine Friday, Seattle. This is Fraser Crane saying we'll see you next week.
Good show, Fraser.
All right. I've been waiting for this moment for an entire week.
Oh. That's what I love about you, Fraser. You work hard and you play hard.
Oh, Ross, you have no idea how much I'm looking forward to this weekend. You know, there comes a time when even the most conscientious of psychiatrists has had his fill of other people's problems.
Hi, is one of you Roz Doyle?
Yes. That's all the clues we're going to give you. A little offering from one of your suitors, perhaps, eh? Maybe a nice string of pearls, a teardrop pendant.
It's a brick of cheese.
Well, on the right chain, I can see that looking smart.
It's from my family. They're in Wisconsin at my uncle's dairy farm having a family reunion.
Oh, well, why didn't you go, Ross?
Oh, it wasn't time. But now I wish I'd gone. Fraser, we always have so much fun. Like this one time, there was this huge cheese platter out, and one of my uncles started speaking in cheese language. You know, like instead of saying, hello, how are ya? He said, hello, Havarti. Someone else would go, oh, I'm Gouda. Oh, I don't know what would come after that.
Well, if I'd been there, the sound of a gunshot.
Don't make fun. I miss those people.
Oh, Rose. Oh. They're there.
We play games and sing
oh,
songs.
Oh, of course, I know.
And Aunt Libby does cannonballs into the lake.
Yes, the memories must be.
And then Uncle Ned has too much to drink, and he starts putting pants on all the cows.
Oh. Listen, Ross, look, if what you're looking for is family fun tonight, why don't you come to my place? It's my dad's birthday. I completely forgot about it last year. I'm going to make up for it this year. There's just one rule. No work, just a good time.
Fraser, I don't think it'd be much fun.
Ross, I insist. There's no one I enjoy partying with more than you, and I just hate to see you like this. Ooh. I can't bear it. It's someone's birthday. I hope you're all in the mood for a party. I know I am.
You're bloody impossible.
And you're a bloody nag.
Don't you shake that cane at me.
Quack, 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 quack.
Hey!
Oh, for heaven's sake, not again.
Just decided what I want for my birthday. Fire Daphne.
You have to rehire me first because I quit. I hope I never see this place or that hateful old cankersaw ever again.
Okay, what is it this time?
The usual. I ask him to do his exercises, and he twists his face up like a mewling little baby.
Why don't you tell him how you asked me to do it? By pouring my beer down the sink and banging on the spaghetti pot with a wooden spoon.
I'm here for your help. I don't have to be your friend.
Well, that's good, because I got a friend right here who doesn't happen to be a yammering nag.
Eddie, fetch.
Oh, stop this. The two of you have the same argument all the time. You can just pick this up again tomorrow. Tonight, we are going to have a party. Dad, I went down to Amelia's. I got your favorite lemon cake. You see, I also got some snacks and some champagne. Can we all just agree to try to have a little fun this evening? Hmm? Oh, no, now that is probably Ross. She's been very down this week, and what she's in need of is a very happy and carefree environment. Frankly, I could use the same thing. Well, can you just agree to maybe a truce?
She keeps a big mouth.
Oh, boy. Ross, hello.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Ross.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you didn't have to do this. Hey, thanks, Ross. I'll have to model it for you later.
He's already modeling the last one someone gave him.
Whack.
Well, listen, I have a very nice evening planned. Can we all just try to be civil?
You unprincipled charlatan. Unconscionable fraud. Happy birthday, Dad.
Thanks.
Miles, what are you talking about?
You spoke to a patient of mine today, Caroline. As a result of your fast food approach to psychiatry, she left me.
Caroline was your patient?
2 years of my hard work wiped out by one of your 2-minute McSessions.
Miles, I merely suggested that she consider a change.
Based on what diagnostic method? 1 potato, 2 potato?
Ah, fancy that. A member of the Crane family who doesn't take the time to do something.
Quack.
Exactly, Dad. Quack.
Oh. I was talking to her.
What? Don't you raise your cane at her.
Oh, Latimer, it's the only exercise you'll get.
That happens to be Dad.
No,
wait! Roz, where are you going?
I think you better leave.
Oh, we were just talking. I wasn't fighting. We were talking.
You know, I'd just really rather be by myself. Thanks, guys. I had a wonderful time.
I hope you're happy. You've ruined her evening.
Her evening? It's my birthday.
Right, well, let's get that underway right now. Who's ready for cake?
I certainly don't want to keep anybody here a second longer than they have to be, so let's get this over with. Thanks for a great party.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Dad's lungs.
Every light in the city is out. It must be a blackout.
Don't panic. Certainly worse places we could all be in a blackout.
Like the elevator.
Oh, my God, Roz.
Why couldn't it be Daphne? Stop doing that!
We just need to get some light in here.
Eddie, where are you?
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Crane.
Quite all right, Daphne.
Oh, Daphne, where are the hurricane lamps?
They're in the kitchen. I'll get them.
All right, Dad, why don't you light a fire?
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Crane.
Not your fault, Daphne.
Where are you, Eddie?
I found him.
Well, that's better.
I'm gonna go get my radio, see what the hell's going on.
All right. Oh, Roz. Roz, are you all right?
I'm fine. Fine, the blackout hit just as the elevator doors opened on the 14th floor. So I stood in the hallway trying to decide whether to, you know, come back up here with you guys or take my chances in the pitch black streets with the muggers and the weirdos. So I went down a couple of flights. And then I changed my mind. Meanwhile, somebody's probably looting my apartment.
Yes, I hear there's a thriving black market in badly designed Formica coffee tables.
At least I have my own sense of style. You won't even buy a chair unless some fey French aristocrat has set his fat satin fanny in it.
Louis XIV was not fey. Everyone wore garters in the 18th century.
Yeah,
you know, he was a very big man.
C'est là, aux enfants!
Now, we can all sit here in the dark and be miserable, or we can try to have some fun.
I'm going to call Maris.
Well, Niles has voted. Who votes for fun?
I'm going to go get a big glass of wine.
Well, it looks like the stakes we were going to have are out. I better go see what I can find.
Thank you, Daphne.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Crane.
There's a power outage all over South Seattle. They're working on it now.
Hello, Maris. Thank God I got you. Listen, darling, there is no need to panic. The most important thing is to stay calm. About the blackout. Maris, take off your slumber mask. Oh, no, no, darling, don't panic. Honey, no, honey. Honey. She's fine.
Yum, scrum, pig's bum, here's something nice. 1/2 gallon tubs of cookies and cream and vanilla fudge.
Well, let's take care of these right away before they melt.
There's no need to worry, ladies. The freezer will keep them cold for at least 24 hours.
Shut up.
Well, I don't like to get nostalgic, but it was sure great last year when you forgot my birthday.
You know what we need to do? We need to liven things up a little bit. How about a game? What was that game we played at the Vander Kellens while they were costuming the servants for the Living Chess match? It was Oh, yes, I remember. It was I'm the dullest person.
Well, at least pick a game someone else has a chance of winning.
Well, that Dad's got things shaking. Okay, come on, Dad, come on. The object of the game is we all get pennies, and we're supposed to try to get the other person's pennies.
Please, slow down.
All right, now, if I were going to go, I would say, I am the dullest person because I have never been on a roller coaster. All right, and then all of you that have been on a roller coaster would give me a penny. Now, then, all right, now we all have our pennies. Who would like to go first? Daphne?
I can't think of anything.
Of course you can. Just say the first thing comes into your mind. I'm the dullest person because...
Oh, I don't know. Because I've never made love in a lift or a phone booth or on an aeroplane or a merry-go-round.
All right, well, that's good. But strategically speaking, that's not the best way to get our pennies. You see, it should be something that someone else might have actually... done.
I was trying to find myself.
All you needed to do was look under the nearest man.
All right, Dad. Get our pennies.
All right. I'm the dullest person because I've never been to France.
That's good, Dad. That's in the spirit of it, all right. Niles, what's something you've never done?
Well, let's see. I'm the dullest person because I've never sabotaged my brother's career.
Will you give it a rest?
Oh. Well, your father could show you how to do that.
Quack, quack, quack.
Will you people stop? You are torturing me. I could report you to Amnesty International.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, Dad, you haven't even cut your cake yet. Look, where are you going?
I'm
going
to sit in the tub with a hairdryer and wait for the power to come back on.
Well, this blackout could go on all night. It's time I braved the dark streets and got back to my Maris. I just hope this isn't like the lightning storm last month. The only way I could coax her out from under the bed was by tying a Prozac to the end of a string.
Roz? You want to have a little cake?
No, thanks. This reminds me of Wisconsin. All dark and deserted.
That's on the license plate, isn't it? Roz, what's the real reason you didn't go to your reunion? You've always made it before.
Well, no. No, you said you didn't want to hear any more problems today, and I don't blame you.
I think we have time for one more caller.
Well, every year I go to my reunion, and my relatives crowd around me, and I answer the same questions. No, I'm not married. No, I don't have any kids. Yes, I still have that tattoo. No, you can't see it. Just be so nice if I could at least say, I have a great career.
Roz, you do have a great career.
Tell that to my relatives. You know, according to them, I spend 4 hours on the phone every day with a bunch of losers and wackos, and then I turn them over to some tedious know-it-all who gives them pointless advice. Mm. Oh, that's not me talking. That's my Uncle Ned.
Oh, yes, the cow haberdasher. No, Roz, 10 years ago, KACL didn't have any women producers. You're a pioneer. You've won awards. You help people.
Sounds right when you say it.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you're just looking for too much from your job. You should start exploring other areas of your life. Interests, maybe a serious relationship.
Maybe you're right. Mm. How long can I go on chasing these hunky 25-year-olds that are all looks and no substance?
Exactly, Roz.
No, I'm serious. I'm asking, how long? 3-4 years?
Daphne, you all right?
I broke your father's souvenir spoon rest from Atlantic City.
Oh, good.
You know, when I have my own kitchen, I'm going to put my spoons right on the damn counter. I've always said, as soon as I save $2,000, I'll get my own place.
Well, how much have you saved?
4,000. Oh, I know what you're thinking. What's wrong with me? Why do I stay here?
No, I was just thinking I must be paying you too much.
My friends all say you should be on your own. Have a place, have a life.
Why do I stay here?
Well, could it be that maybe you like us? You know, my grandmother used to have a cat, mangy old thing, kept ruining the furniture and stuff. I asked her why she kept it, and she said that maybe it was because she liked having another heartbeat around the house.
It just makes me feel like I'm not very ambitious. I mean, I could be working in a hospital or a clinic.
Of course you could, Daphne, but maybe that's not what's important to you right now. I think you like being part of a family. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, I suppose. Although, my friends wonder how I can live with such demanding men.
No, they call me demanding, do they?
No, actually, they call you a pompous ass.
Oh. But now you've learned that I'm not.
No, I've learned to work around it.
Excuse me, I'm getting a beer. And yes, I know it's not good for me. And yes, I know it's going to make me fat. And yes, I know it'll keep me from doing my exercises. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yes. Happy birthday, you old sod.
They try to confuse you on purpose. God. Room temperature. Just like merry old England, another place I'll probably never get to.
Dad, you used to talk about going to Europe when your hip improved. Now you're saying you'll never get there? What's changed?
Nothing. My hip's the same as it was a year ago. I had it in my head I'd be better by now, but I'm not, and I'm probably never gonna be. You don't understand. You're happy just sitting on your cam, doing your little radio show, living inside your head, but I'm used to being out there. Eddie!
Oh. Listen, Dad, you can still travel. Oh, you can. You can't walk around Paris. You could sit at a nice cafe and let Paris walk past you. Maybe buy a glass of wine for a beautiful mademoiselle. Get yourself a nice bottle of imported beer.
I only like Valentine's.
In Paris, Valentine's is imported beer. And you are the handsome American. With the adorable accent.
They like mustaches over there, don't they?
Nineteen floors down to my car. Garage door's electric. Can't open. 20 floors back up. Lost count. Bad lady upstairs. Big dog. Need place to die.
Who are you talking to?
Some rowdy guys downstairs. Come on out here, Martin. I want you to introduce us.
All right, keep your pants on.
Here, Niles, let me take your coat.
Oh, haven't you taken enough from me today?
Oh, Niles, you're being silly and irrational.
Sticks and stones.
You're acting just like Dad.
You take that back.
You know you're not really mad at me, Niles. You know I didn't tell that woman to leave you. I suggested it as an option. It was all her choice. Could it be that you're really upset just because you couldn't help that woman?
You know, I really hate that. When you take a simple criticism and you turn it back on me.
Well, I think I'm right.
Well, of course you're right. Why do you think I hate it? Do you have any idea what I went through trying to help that woman?
Yes, I think I do. Niles, you're a perfectionist. Faults go, that's not such a bad one to have.
Just would have been nice if I could have been the one to tell her that it was time to go. Instead, she had to hear it from some glib, albeit insightful, radio pundit.
Those rowdy guys downstairs invited us to a blackout party.
They got cold beer!
And Jarlsberg.
You know, it's funny, I was feeling a bit down before, but suddenly I'm in a party mood.
Oh, I am kind of confused.
What about our party?
Well, there are people downstairs.
Yeah, and they got barbecue.
Come on, Fraser.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm not really in the mood anymore.
No, don't be a party pooper.
Oh, let him be. He's always been that way.
Excuse me, just a second. Maybe it's time for a little lesson about what it's like to live the life of this particular party pooper. Spend the whole damn week ministering to the troubled and the neurotic and the sometimes just plain goofy. Then I hang up my earphones and it doesn't end there. Out on the street, at the cafe, even in this building, more people come up for help, more problems. I suppose they just think it's okay. It's what I do. But every time I try to help them, it costs me a little piece of myself. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. Till I end up feeling like a zebra carcass in the Serengeti surrounded by burping vultures. Well, this happened to be one of those weeks. I had my escape plan. I was going to come home for an evening of fun with my extended family. What do I get? I get the four of you going at each other like the Borgias on a bad day. So I roll up my sleeves, and I tend to each one of you, and you all feel better. And the minute you get a whiff of mesquite coming from down below, you are out the door without so much as a thank you. Well, thank you for the invitation, but I am frankly fed up with people and their problems. The doctor is out.
Oh, come on.
Okay, apologies accepted. Oh,
Grace, you'll come.
No, look, you... I love you all. I really do. Just, what I want is to be left alone right here where no one needs anything from me.
Well, all right. Well,
bring you
I'll bring you some bark. You
wouldn't like it.
Come down.
I love you. Have fun.
Okay. Oh, my God, it's dark out here.
No, I'm not going to do it. No.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe... But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Frasier has left the building.